on today's Keys for Kids Connect podcast.
When you think about a fourth of the country moving, whether it's out of the country or within,
to get a kid to camp, there are just so many roadblocks.
Forgotten by society, by culture, but not by the Lord.
And they don't just deal with sort of fluffy topics. They do deal with real life situations for kids that they're going to deal with.
All this and more on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Welcome to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast, a podcast that's designed to keep donors and friends of Keys for Kids Ministries informed about how God's using us to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. We talk to partners, donors who use our resources, and ministry leaders who can help us pray for worldwide evangelism and discipleship. Today, we'll talk to missionary Mark Mast about ministry in Guatemala, India, and First Nation peoples. Executive Director of Inspire Sports Camps, Kurt Swores, will drop in and talk about our partnership. And Justin Bessert, a parent using Keys for Kids and Unlocked in Germany, he'll tell us his family's story. But first, just after Easter, we got some great news from our partner, Mission Eurasia. If you remember, we partner with them in Ukraine. Just before Thanksgiving, there was a need to create and print resources to help the victims of war in Ukraine. We took on this challenge and answered Mission Eurasia's need. The good news is, you helped us raise the funding and the project has been completed, at least the creating and printing part. I talked with Esther Parsons with Mission Eurasia on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. We are just here to give you an update on the Russia-Ukrainian project. Many of you participated in this. You prayed for it. You gave for it. You have been praying for it. And it's one of those projects that has been ongoing for a while. We started this project way back when the Russia-Ukraine war began, even before that. But God has just been using this part of the ministry with Keys for Kids Ministry, a partnership with Mission Eurasia. And you heard about this war victims devotional that we were together working with, and it's finally come to fruition. So with me right now, on our link right now, is Esther Parsons. And Esther, you were the one who helped spearhead this whole effort. Could you just talk our friends through the process? How did this kind of begin? What precipitated us needing to have this devotional specifically for kids that are going through this trauma?
One of the things that really brought me such joy in this project is I remember as a kid reading Keys for Kids and waiting for it to arrive in the mail. And it helped me even in my young life to develop a devotional practice of coming before the Lord and hearing these stories and then looking at the Word. So I was really thankful when Sergei Rahuba, our director, asked me to spearhead this project. My husband and I served in Ukraine for 8 years, many years ago. And when this war started, we were asked by Mission Eurasia to help with the relief in Poland. And so we've touched lives with many Ukrainians who have been through the trauma. And one of the things we're finding is that there's just not a lot of resources available for them right now. Things are not being printed quickly. When you think about a fourth of the country moving, whether it's out of the country or within Ukraine to another area, they've had to leave a lot of things behind. And so to have a resource in their hands that allows them to have it in their own language, be able to get something new, there's true excitement and joy in finding something new in their hands that they can read. And this is such great content for them.
Well, I know that we had submitted some stories to you all, both from the Keys for Kids and the Unlocked devotionals, Keys for Kids for Kids and Unlocked for Teens. We sent them to you, and you did a lot of work. Describe that work.
I read through them. I have studied a little bit of how to help children in trauma because of this war. This has been my my time of just really studying this. And so we took the stories and we also took them to a Ukrainian psychologist and just asked her to look through them and make sure that this fit the context. And there was some really good material that allowed us to filter through, find the things that fit the context for the Ukrainian context, and really to help those that are suffering from such deep trauma.
So obviously there was some back and forth. We had to find a few new stories to match that. And then we shared some covers with you, and you guys did the design work to make sure that obviously that looked Russian and Ukrainian. Describe that.
We have a great team in Ukraine. You would be surprised after 4 years of war how much is actually happening in the country. So the editing of the material, the printing of the material is all done in Ukraine. Even though the war is going on, people are continuing to do their work and to move forward. And so it's been a blessing for them too to be involved in this project.
Wow. Now, okay, so we handed it all to you guys, and you guys have been doing some amazing work. When did it all come to fruition?
So I just got pictures this week that the first printing is completely done. We have 100,000 copies being printed in Ukrainian for Keys for Kids, and another 100,000 have unlocked, and the first pallets have arrived. And so this is perfect timing because this weekend is Orthodox Easter. Some churches have decided to celebrate with us last weekend and others this weekend, but this is a perfect time for distribution of this material all over Ukraine.
Let's talk about the importance of having these resources for the work of Mission Eurasia. Obviously, you guys are working there with next generation church leaders. Your School Without Walls, I'm assuming, is still moving forward. However, it has to be, I'm sure, curtailed because of the war situation. How is this helping your ministry?
So one of the things that Mission Eurasia really feels is important is as we train up young leaders, they need to be able to minister, not just learn the material, but put it into practice. And so one of the ways we do that is through these kinds of things. When we have a project like this, they are the ones that go out and distribute it. Often they'll have children's programs. They do, during the summer, we do summer camps. So many of these kids that receive these will come to camp. And they will also be taught by our School Without Walls leaders. So this gives a way for these leaders to have practical ministry of handing out literature and sharing the gospel.
You've been listening to my interview with Esther Parsons on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. More to come in a few minutes. I'd like to invite you to join Keys for Kids Ministries on YouTube. We've avoided YouTube for many years because of the advertising that can come along with being there. We don't want to be responsible for leading someone astray. However, we also know there are a lot of people, Christians and non-Christians, who are there. We need to reach them too. So, search Keys for Kids Ministries TV on YouTube, subscribe, and share our content. The channel's limited right now, but it's growing. Find weekly Parent Minute tips, ministry updates, new outreach possibilities, and more. That's Keys for Kids Ministries TV on YouTube. Subscribe and share. Talk about the kids and the teens and families that are obviously still there. Some of these kids have never known a day without war. Some of these kids have been now without dads, uncles, grandparents, because they either have been taken in the war or in the war. How do you envision this being able to help the kids?
This has been a tragedy, and for 4 years, I can't believe it's already 4 years, we're into the fifth year of war, and kids are regularly in bomb shelters. They get up the next morning and go to school, and then sometimes school is interrupted by a bomb shelter. Some of them are just online because they're in such a dangerous area they can't go out. And I think to have these kind of resources in their hands is such a blessing because they're not getting a lot of new things. And this material in particular is helping them to grow in their faith and be introduced to Jesus. Many of these children don't know Jesus. And in the back, there's that wonderful presentation of the gospel, and the gospel is put throughout the devotionals. And so these kids will have a chance to read that. And I think it's just really special to have something you can read by yourself or with your mom as you're sitting there and know that somebody is thinking about you as a child and giving you resources that you can be encouraged with.
What are the workers on the ground saying about this resource? Obviously, it's been 4 years. This is a new one that's been printed just for the specific situation. What are they saying about it?
Oh, they're just always so thankful to receive something in the language. And the psychologist that overviewed it was very encouraged to have something that will really minister to the kids' hearts. So, you know, it's new, and I'm hoping to get more input from the field as it goes out to see how it's impacting children day by day and youth as well.
Well, how can we here at Keys for Kids Ministries be praying for Mission Eurasia? I mean, this partnership, I mean, I've known Sergey probably since 2000 at least, anyway. So our friendship is deep and long, and our partnership is deep and long as well. How can we be praying for you guys?
You know, we are on the front lines, really. Many of you may know that we work in Israel as well, and that nation is at war. We work in Ukraine, and that nation is at war. And so we would ask that the Lord would give a just peace in Ukraine. That is one of the big things we're praying for. But even more so, the Lord is using this time to spread the gospel. Many people are coming to Christ. So pray that we would be faithful. Pray for our young leaders who are out there handing out the materials for their safety. It's a dangerous time to be going out and doing things, but they are faithfully doing that. So pray for their safety and pray for great fruit. As many churches have been emptied of members, they have been filled with new people who need to hear the truth that didn't know Christ before. And so pray that there would be just harvest during this time as well, and that our young leaders would faithfully lead despite the tragedies and difficulties around them.
Wonderful. Now, are there any specific cities that will be receiving these here in the days and weeks ahead?
Our building initially was destroyed, but Mission Eurasia has moved into 12 different areas of Ukraine. Our Koristan team, which does a lot in the printing and distribution, just this week there was bombing in their town that was unexpected and kind of new. But we have people on the front lines in Zaporozhye and Kherson, and we have people that go right up to the front lines and they give out literature. In Zaporozhye, there's Russian soldiers right across the river, but people are still there, Christians, that are distributing materials and humanitarian aid and food and different things, and they will be getting these resources into the hands of many children there, too.
Wonderful. Well, I'm talking with Esther Parsons, of course, with Mission Eurasia, the one who spearheaded the effort to translate the Keys for Kids and Unlocked War Victims devotionals. We're so thankful for the partnership, Esther, and your hard work in this and getting many officials involved, those that are dealing with counseling and trauma with these young people. Thank you so much for doing this. And really, on behalf of all of our listeners and donors and people that have been praying for this ministry, I just want to thank you guys, and we'll be praying that the Lord leads you, opens amazing doors, but more importantly, that kids, teens, and families won't only come to saving faith in Jesus, but that they'll begin growing in their faith, and that churches will begin growing and prospering and seeing just a healthy church grow out of this. We're very encouraged, and we can't wait to hear the stories.
Thank you. Well, I just want to say a special thank you to everyone who gave toward this project. We really treasure your partnership. We are so thankful for the long partnership we've had with Keys for Kids. I remember handing out Keys for Kids things a number of years back to Ukrainian children, and I'm just so thankful for this partnership, and we really appreciate every person who gave. Thank you so much.
That's Esther Parsons with Mission Eurasia on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. One thing that you may want to do is share in some solidarity with the kids in Ukraine. Read along with them. The same devotional stories that we've created and distributed to war victims in Ukraine are available to read in English right now. It's a collection of 30 devotions that were handpicked to address the specific needs and questions of teens who are experiencing the terrible cost of war. You can read these same 30 devotions in English. Just download our free Unlocked app. Go to Reading Plans, then select Living Through War. As you read, pray for the Ukrainian teens who are reading alongside you. Start the 30-day reading plan today. Next, Keys for Kids Ministries is gearing up to provide thousands of copies of devotionals to kids and teens at Christian camps. One camp is based in the eastern United States, but it really doesn't have a traditional home. It borrows facilities, and it also doesn't cost anything, at least not to the special campers. Kurt Swors is the executive director of Inspire Sports Camps, an organization we started partnering with about 3 years ago. Just describe, what is Inspire Sports Camps?
Well, thank you, Greg. It is great to be with you today. Inspire Sports Camps is a gospel-focused summer sleepaway sports camp opportunity for young people from inner city neighborhoods all across the Northeast region. We partner with urban-based leaders who are doing some great work in the cities. All five boroughs in New York are represented. Wow. Newark, Patterson, Passaic in New Jersey, Philadelphia, Wilmington, Delaware, Scranton, PA, Syracuse, New York, many different cities and urban centers in this Northeast region are now sending us kids. But we work with these leaders, and really the idea from day one was, let's give your kids an opportunity to get out of the city and experience the most important aspects of life, and that is the gospel, the love and truth of Jesus Christ and his gospel. So amen. That's what our ministry is all about, and we like to say that we are a camp, and our unofficial motto is, if you can afford to go to camp, we're probably not the camp for you. We're looking to provide this experience for those who've never had it before.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you guys been doing this?
This is going to be our summer number 15, Greg. Wow. So yeah, we started 15 years ago as an idea. And under 100 kids on year one, just a couple of weeks of small programming. Got I had three leaders that bought in on year one that said, yeah, we'll send you some kids. And believe it or not, a couple of them are still with us, even 15 awesome. Years later. And, we now have 7 weeks of programming. We hosted at three phenomenal camp facilities in eastern Pennsylvania, and we are poised for over 1,200 campers this summer. So God has been faithful, and we've seen the ministry grow, and it's been really amazing, especially to have partnerships like we have with Keys for Kids and Unlocked. I mean, this has really enhanced our ministry in a tremendous way.
Well, I'm thankful that Lisette reached out to us. I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago. So I think this is our third year of partnering with you guys. Talk to me about the kinds of camps that you offer, or at least the sports that you offer.
Sure. So we are a sports camp, and we love the sports, and we dedicate a significant part of our day, 2.5 to 3 hours of practice time, to the key sports of basketball, soccer, and dance. Actually, those are our top three sports at camp. And our campers will come in and choose a sports specialty path. But then the rest of the day, Greg, is just camp. And it's things that they haven't experienced before. It's the high adventure, the zip lines, the low ropes courses, fishing, hiking, archery, all this stuff that are new experiences, fun and adventure, for a lot of our campers.
Yeah, something you don't get in the inner city very often.
Absolutely. Yep. And we like to say I think our percentages are pretty good for this, but for over 90% of our campers, they catch their first fish at Inspire Sports Camps. It's great.
And they're hooked forever. And I don't mean that in a weird way, but
you're right. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I know Lisette has sent pictures, and it's always inspiring to me to see these kids with Keys for Kids and Unlocked as they have their quiet time. And I understand that this is a time that's prescribed as part of camp, that they spend some alone time with the Lord. Is that right?
You're right on, Greg. And how it works with us is every single day a different aspect of the gospel unfolds, right? It starts from God Day to Jesus Day. We talk about sin, and you can't understand the gospel without understanding sin. And then Salvation Day comes after that. And then it's time to grow in your new walk with Christ. And that's where Keys for Kids comes in. We give every single camper that comes to camp a brand new Bible and a brand new devotional resource, either Keys for Kids or Unlocked, depending on their age. And they get to go out now after having a 15-minute like instructional. Mm. And we treat this like, hey, it's almost like sports practice. Like, we're going to teach you, we're going to coach you up on how to build a friendship with Jesus. And we say, here's a resource, here's your devotional resource, here's your Bible, here's how you use them. Now go do it. And I got to be honest with you, Greg, this is my favorite time of the week.
Oh, that's awesome.
I walk around camp on any one of our 7 weeks of camp, and I'll see about approximately 200 or so campers just spread out everywhere. And they're in the field. They're sitting on a big rock. They're sitting on their deck of their cabin, and they got their Bible in one hand, their devotional in the other. And they're spending quiet time with Jesus. It's just, and the whole camp is quiet, and you're just looking out at this happening. It's amazing.
That doesn't happen very much with kids, does it? With quietness. Oh,
no.
That's just awesome.
I've been talking with Kurt Swores with Inspire Sports Camps on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. By the way, Keys for Kids is in the middle of our spring One More Gift campaign. We're hoping to raise $100,000. As we do, a generous donor will release the match amount that you gave to reach kids in unreached areas of the world, like Afghanistan and Pakistan. If you've never given, make your first gift your one more gift. If you've already given, add an additional gift to help Keys for Kids Ministries provide devotionals to camps just like Inspire Sports Camps. Go to keysforkids.org/spring to give your best gift.
Well, I know this is, again, this is our third year. What kinds of things come to mind when you think about our partnership, when you think about the kids and the interaction, obviously, that they've had with this? Are there stories that you're aware of where kids have kind of dove in and now they're just on fire for Jesus because of what they experienced at camp, whether it was Keys for Kids or Unlocked or not?
Sure. Well, you know, what Keys for Kids and Unlocked did for us, you know, as we started this partnership about 3 years ago, is it gave us the ability to go to the next level with follow-up, right? And any camp leader will tell you this. The camp is great at camp, and even as many, thank God, are phenomenal at sharing the gospel at camp. But follow-up for all of us is the trick. How do we do that, right? And so when we found out we have a 3-month devotional to start with that goes home with them, right? That can just, you know, as soon as they get back, they can continue what they started at camp. That follow-up was a built-in thing. So, you know, we've heard multiple stories of how this has happened. This vision for follow-up and this vision for continuing their personal walk with Jesus still is going on at home. And in particular, one of the stories comes out of Philadelphia. And it comes from one of our campers in one of the neighborhoods of Philly that sends us kids. And we heard from the leader. And this is a neighborhood outreach ministry, right? Where they pull kids off of one of the particular, couple block radius and bring them to camp in the summertime. And this camper went home with her Bible, went home with her devotional, her Keys for Kids, and then started asking this leader who brought her to camp, hey, do you have any highlighters? Do you have any, and she's like, yeah, sure. You know, like, you know, just thought it was like, you know, needs to do something with her homework after school program kind of thing. No, she's like, what do you, and then, you know, she was asking her for these things. And she says, well, what are you using them for? And she says, well, I just love highlighting what I'm reading in the Bible and in my devotions. And this girl was at home way after camp asking for highlighters and pens from her group leader in Philadelphia she could actually continue to do this. It just shows that, you know, the seeds were planted and now had an opportunity to grow back home thanks to, these amazing devotionals.
Well, we appreciate that, and we're thankful so much that we can be a part of your ministry. Obviously, you have to have prayer needs, and I'm assuming some financial needs, too. Talk to us. I'm assuming that all of these campers are scholarshiped. Is that right? And there are needs to go along with that.
Yeah, that's right, Greg. Every single camper that comes to camp is on sponsorship to be there, right? So they, 100% of our kids are sponsored. That's provided by, you know, just wonderful men, women, and families from all over the place to say that have a heart for our campers to have that experience. So that's certainly always a need, and God's been very faithful to us in meeting those needs. But certainly as we grow, there's more and more campers and more sponsors necessary. Our prayer needs, though, Greg, are really, we want to continue to be used continue to be used for the kids that come our way, and particularly the right kids. So it's never been harder, Greg. I'm going to share that, you know, something that we've been talking about in turn. It's never been harder for us. I don't know if this is across the board, but to get a kid to camp, there are just so many roadblocks. And we're dealing with a population that doesn't really know camp is an option for them. So we're sharing the idea and working with some amazing leaders on the ground. But oftentimes the family at home is not even on our side in that, you know.
Yeah.
And we know that it's both a tangible and real life battle going on for that. But it's certainly a spiritual battle. So we would just ask for prayer and that the right kids make it to our camp, and that they're the ones in our, you know, filling our beds in the summertime, and we just get an opportunity to pour in and continue to do what we're doing on this level and even a larger level moving forward.
Yeah. Well, I've been talking with Kurt Swores with obviously Inspire Sports Camps, and Kurt, it's been a pleasure to talk to you and to find out what's going on with what you guys are doing. If people wanted to maybe sponsor a young person, where could they go?
www.inspiresportscamps.com. And that's sports with an S, camps with an S, .com. Inspire Sports Camps.
Great. Well, I don't think I have any more questions for you, Kurt. Anything that you'd like to add?
I would just love to say to Greg, to you and your audience, that Keys for Kids, this is what ministry partnership is supposed to look like. Reaching out to you and your team has been a seamless process. I know that we're helping you accomplish your mission, and I want to tell your audience that you as a ministry are helping us accomplish our mission. And
thank
it's
you.
Both for the gospel.
Amen.
And it's both for the overall kingdom of Jesus Christ. So thank you for what you're doing. And I want to encourage anyone who is supporting this work to continue to do so and let them know that it is making a difference.
All right. Kurt Swores with Inspire Sports Camps. Thanks again so much for being a part of the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Appreciate you, brother.
My pleasure.
Next, when you think of a missionary serving in Canada with First Nations people, you don't think of Guatemala and India. But when you're open to God's leading, that doesn't mean ministry to those nations won't happen. That's exactly what happened with Mark Mast with One Hope Canada. Please be praying for Mark, who's been dealing with some significant eye issues. It was an issue that started in Guatemala recently when he was on a trip. Pray that God would heal it, that there would be no scarring on his eye, and that sight would be fully restored. Now, here's Mark Mast on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Mark, while you do minister in Canada, the First Nations people, you work in a lot of different areas too, like Guatemala and India. And we're going to talk about both of those places here today. Let's talk about your trip to Guatemala. Obviously, you got back on Good Friday, so it's pretty fresh. What were you able to accomplish with your team?
Well, we were there with a team of men, and this was a bit of a noteworthy team for me. It was my 60th team to take to Guatemala. I never saw this coming as a missionary in Canada, but when God opened the door to bring teens to Guatemala by way of discipling them, and then, of course, bringing along adults as well to serve as chaperones, it's just taken so many amazing twists, and three of those trips have been just a team of men. And this was one of those occasions. We worked at a retreat center for pastors, and then also, of course, did extensive ministry, preaching in churches, and of course, the church planting initiatives, and then the Bible schools with kids. That's my specialty. Just seeing such immense hunger among the kids and adults alike. And yeah, we're in a couple of new places, which, you know, bringing the gospel where it's likely never been or where very few people have gone.
In the past, I know that you have taken the Keys for Kids storytellers, and I'm sure you're probably out of that that allotment. But have those been helpful when you've gone on these trips and reached out to children?
Absolutely, yes. Primarily the kids from the dump. We have ministered extensively at the El Tejar dump, and by God's grace have been part of building a school for them, and as well homes for all the families. So at this point, there's very few people still remaining at the dump in comparison to what it used to be. But those are the kids who I have the greatest heart for. And the storytellers that were provided, we spent an afternoon with the kids instructing them how to use the storytellers and then, you know, giving each of them personally, age appropriate, of course, a storyteller to have for their very own.
Oh, that's awesome. And how many of those, when you obviously go into Guatemala, is there a need for more?
When you consider there's one school where we have 150 children alone, if I were to have more storytellers, it would likely to be at least to put one in the hands of each family.
Well, obviously you got back on Good Friday, and you're planning another big trip coming up this week. Talk about that.
Yes, I've been having the privilege over the last 7 or 8 years to do trips up to a remote northern community here in Canada called Pikangikum First Nation. It is an extremely needy community of 4,300 souls, and God in His grace has privileged us to go there to oftentimes fill in for a resident missionary who needs occasional breaks. And so I can step right in and take over the reins and teach Bible in the school. So that's kind of the most visible piece of what we do. And that's basically 32 classes each week, teaching, straight out Bible with no restraints whatsoever.
In First Nation communities, it's difficult. There is spiritual warfare at its worst at some of these locations.
We see that. I mean, the levels of addiction and fetal alcohol syndrome and, you know, virtually every form of darkness you can name are palpable. And the church leadership, there are some serious issues there. So just pray in Jesus' name for godly men to and women to raise, to be raised to take over the nurturing and discipleship of believers.
I'm talking with missionary Mark Mast with One Hope Canada on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. More with him in just a minute. Parent Minute is a syndicated radio program on hundreds of Christian radio stations around the United States. It's a program to help encourage biblical parenting. It's an imperfect parent, me, talking with other imperfect parents, you, about raising kids in an imperfect world, but from a biblical perspective. If you'd like to listen to it or sign up for daily Parent Minute tips, just go to parentminute.org. That's parentminute.org.
org. Well, let's talk about India, because obviously you have work there, and it's amazing how God just orchestrates things. We have been trying to determine, you know, what's next for Keys for Kids Ministries. About a month and a half ago, or maybe even 2 months ago, a couple of pastors reached out to me on Facebook, and I have that happen a lot, and sometimes they're scams and so forth. So I usually go into it with a little bit of fear and trepidation, but it turns out that these pastors, family of pastors actually, are really interested in Keys for Kids and translating Keys for Kids into the Telugu language, which is a major language within India. Talk about your ministry in India and how potentially these Keys for Kids storytellers could be used there.
It was very much the same way with me, and I indeed held it at arm's length for quite some time. There in lower central India, the villages out in the remote regions of a Bengal tiger preserve in that area just are starving for the gospel. And so the opportunities are truly endless. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm just grateful to have occasion to both support the work there from here in Canada, along with others who, like me, just have a heart for children there.
Obviously, it's a predominantly Hindu in India. The number of Christians there are very small, and there is a lot of persecution there against Christians. And so even many of these young people, if I remember correctly, are of the, and although they don't have necessarily the caste system anymore, but many of them are in that, considered that lower echelon of the culture.
Truly, the caste system is alive and well. And among the people in this region, the primary people group, ethnic group, would be the Banjara Gypsy people. And from what I understand, they are as about low as you can get, sometimes even not even considered on the caste. They're so low. And so truly forgotten by society, by culture, but not by the Lord, and just ripe for the harvest. And so, praise God. I mean, it is truly awesome what He is doing there, and the ways through, as you mentioned, Mission India, and through yourself, and is so many others that are finding ways to creatively bring the good news of Jesus to these very hungry souls.
Well, I've been talking with Mark Mast with One Hope Canada, and Mark, it's been great to talk to you and get up to date on what's happening with your work in, obviously, Canada, but also in Guatemala and India. And I know you have a busy summer planned. Could you just outline that, those plans briefly?
For the past 40 years, this is our 40th year living as missionaries in Canada. We have conducted Bible schools and also day camps and residential Bible camps and even a canoe trip. But yes, we'll be embarking on all of that very soon. And very excited. It's we kind of call it our circuit riding Bible school program that we bring to communities where there's very little gospel outreach. And it's exciting to serve these communities in that way. Again, beginning with the heart of a child, but building the church and the kingdom of God through children and then families coming to Christ. And now we're in some cases having third generation children participating, and of course we always home grow our staff, so that's always exciting too. We don't have to be, you know, beating the bushes all over the world to try to find people to help us. By God's grace, those who have come to faith in Christ now serve with us, and it's truly awesome to have a longevity in the community as we have, and not just the community. It's more of a, well, the states would equate it to a county in Canada. It's called a district. We're in northwestern Ontario, so it's about a 150-mile radius, and we do our best to be involved in whatever windows of opportunity the Lord gives us to bring the gospel.
Amen. Well, give us two or three prayer requests, and then financially, how could we help you guys?
Well, prayer requests, pray my eye would completely heal, as I know God's strength is made perfect in weakness, and I will readily accept that if that's His will. Having freedom to just operate without that encumbrance, at least from a human perspective, would certainly be beneficial. So just pray there's no scarring. Secondly, just pray that all the logistics of carrying out the summer ministries can fall into place, including those that will be helping us, because we do have to find an army of people. And we're just so grateful for all the connections we have over the years to bring that about. And there's, you know, I'm sure you can relate, when you are anticipating a new season of ministry, there's always a, you know, as you get older, there's maybe more dread and anxiety associated with, oh, can I pull this off? God always comes through. I never have to doubt. But yeah, there's many, many factors that come into play. And just pray that we remain faithful and strong. And there's no lack of zeal on my part. If anything, people are always saying, slow down. But
right.
Just, time is short. The days are evil. And people need the Lord. And so we just take every opportunity that we can and are so thankful for the myriad of open doors to bring the good news of Jesus. Financially, we live by faith. God has been so faithful through the years. God's work never lacks God's supply. And I kind of take the William Carey approach, you know, leave it with the Lord. He's the best provider. And so I'm not out holding the hat at all. I just trust the Lord, and he never has failed. Praise the Lord.
Mark, it's great to talk to you. Mark Mast with One Hope Canada. We appreciate you, my friend, and we'll be praying for you.
Well, thank you, Greg, and God bless you with the work there at Keys for Kids. I grew up with Keys for Kids. We brought our children up with Keys for Kids. Our daughter has a testimony involving Keys for Kids. So, yeah, we have a long-standing relationship with Children's Bible Hour, Keys for Kids as well.
That's Mark Mast with One Hope Canada on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. You know, every day kids are asking, can we read Keys for Kids? That happens because people like you gave. We just started our spring One More Gift campaign. Let your one more gift maybe be your first gift, or maybe a step of faith gift. Your gift helps deliver God's word into homes right now, and it will be matched dollar for dollar. Help reach one more family today. Just go to keysforkids.org/spring to give. Each gift will be matched dollar for dollar and released to fund our Unreached People Groups initiative. That's keysforkids.org/spring. And finally, Keys for Kids Ministries is concerned about parents discipling their kids. We know how important it is to do that, and that's why we feature parents who are using our devotionals. Justin Bessert is a parent living in Germany now. Sent me an email a few weeks ago telling his family's Keys for Kids story. He's up next on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Justin, I want you to share your story. You actually found out about Keys for Kids way back.
Yeah, I grew up in Southwest Michigan in the Kalamazoo area. So I was a WayFM listener back in the late 90s, early 2000s, loved the Friday Night All Request Party. And of course, WCSG was also on the radio from time to time. So yeah, radio in Southwest Michigan, part of my life for a while.
Right. Right. Now, how did you find out about Keys for Kids then?
I was aware of Sunshine Radio, His Kids Radio, going a little bit further in the future. And when I had kids, my wife and I got married, we had kids, we thought, man, how can we like play something simple that would be age appropriate for them? And so Keys for Kids was something I searched for, and we started playing it every night before bedtime, or most nights before bedtime. Quick little 4.5 minute story and prayer and Bible verse to be a part of the discipleship of our kids.
Right. So do you use the app? Do you use the books? And first of all, you guys aren't using it here in the U.S. You're using it in somewhere else, right?
Yeah, that's right. So about 3.5 years ago, my family and I moved to Berlin, Germany, and we had been using Keys for Kids, and we've continued to use Keys for Kids. We use a lot of different mediums to stream the Keys for Kids devotional every day, whether that's the website or the app or Spotify. It's widely available. It makes it super easy. Our kids have gone off and on using the book. Sometimes they just like to listen. Sometimes they actually like to read along. But yeah, they really enjoy it. And it's a point of their evening. They ask us, hey, can you come play Keys for Kids for us? So they look forward to it. It's a part of their routine.
That's great. So why Keys for Kids, though? I mean, there's probably others that you could pick. Why is this one the one you choose?
You know, the familiarity with the ministry of Keys for Kids, it's got a long legacy. It's the lessons are age appropriate, and they don't just deal with sort of fluffy topics. They do deal with real life situations for kids that they're going to deal with. And there's diversity too. I love that as well, that the stories aren't just about kids from Michigan or Kansas. We've definitely heard stories about third culture kids from around the world. So it helps to hear stories that are pretty diverse and that are simple, that teach a simple lesson. You know, we don't always have time to go in deep with the kids, especially at bedtime, but it's prompted good conversations for us as a family at different points.
Many of the people that we've talked to over the years, I mean, we're talking like three or four generations now from back in the Children's Bible Hour days and now to obviously to the Keys for Kids days, that they've appreciated the fact that we've stayed biblical, that we haven't dove into the kind of the fluffy side of Christianity, if there's such a thing. Is that something that you resonate with too?
Yeah, I really appreciate, especially as our kids have gotten older. Our oldest is now out of the Keys for Kids age appropriate level and definitely uses Unlocked. And we've seen him really thrive in digging into, hey, Dad, can you give me the Bible verses? Or, here's the book. The Bible verses are in there. And so, yeah, it's definitely, even at the teenage, when our kids have grown up, we've said, these are biblically solid. These are biblically solid truths. Like, we're not just talking about topical things, which aren't bad, but man, here's what the Bible has to say about these situations that are coming up in your life.
One of the things that we have really wanted to encourage parents is that just discipleship starts at the home. You know, our mission, first missionaries work is supposed to be with our family. Do we help you with that?
Oh, absolutely. I think Keys for Kids and Unlocked are both a huge part of what is going on in our family. But it is like, it's not like we surrender and say, hey, we're done. It's only Keys for Kids' job. No, we're like, you are a part of the discipleship process, and the youth leaders at the church we attend are a part of that process, and other people, right? Like maybe it's an overstated phrase, but it takes a village sometimes. And that really is true.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate those. I know that there are many parents who may be listening to this podcast, interacting with us somehow on social media. And I know they may be searching for a way to just begin discipling their kids. They don't even know where to start. Is this a good place to start?
Oh, I recommend Keys for Kids. It's a great place to start. If you don't know how to do a family devotion, if you don't know, man, what it means to disciple your kids, come along with Zach and come along with the folks at Unlocked and say, yeah, like this is great. This is one step in the ladder of discipling our kids and bringing kids closer to Jesus.
Well, I'm thankful that, you know, many people around the world are able to access Keys for Kids. You know, not back in my day when we were limited to a radio station. Hopefully they were in our area. We'd be able to use that. But now the internet has just made it so easy. I'm assuming it's made it easy for you.
Yes, it absolutely has. The wide availability of the podcast, the daily devotional makes it super easy.
Yeah. Last words.
Keys for Kids staff. Zach, Dylan and Natty, yes, you guys and all of the tech people and the publishing and everybody who licks stamps, thank you guys so much. Those of you who pray, who donate, man, it makes a difference. Like, hear it from me, one parent to a team and to everybody else who's listening. Thank you so much.
Today, we talked with Esther Parsons with Mission Eurasia about our partnership reaching kids, teens, and families in war-torn Ukraine with a new War Victims Devotional. We told you about a great way to invest in the lives of inner city kids with Inspire Sports Camps and Executive Director Kurt Swores. Missionary Mark Mast gave us an update on outreach to Guatemala, India, and First Nation peoples in Canada. And Justin Besser told us his family's Keys for Kids story. Thank you for listening to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. It's a monthly podcast designed to update donors and friends of Keys for Kids Ministries about the work that's going on behind the scenes here. If you have a heart and passion for reaching kids, teens, and families worldwide with the liberating power of the gospel, please like and share this podcast with friends and family members. By the way, if you have a cool Keys for Kids story or testimony and would like to be featured on the podcast, just email me at greg@keysforkids.org. That's greg@keysforkids.org. Don't forget, we're in the middle of our spring One More Gift campaign. If you give $100 to our general fund or whatever that amount is, a generous donor will release $100 or whatever your amount is to our Unreached People Groups initiative to reach kids, teens, and families in places like Afghanistan and Pakistan. Go to keysforkids.org/spring. That's keysforkids.org/spring. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast as we keep pointing kids, teens, and families to Jesus, one heart at a time. I'm Greg Yoder.